This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton on 705 Radio. Mr. Yerkew, are you with us tonight? Okay, Mr. Yerkew is in the Stretch Kia going to the Tennessee studios. Anyways, it is Saturday, January 14th, 2023. It's been a rough week. But first order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community. Tonight, we remember Deputy Sheriff Darnell Calhoun of the Riverside County, California Sheriff's Office, end of watch January 13th, 2023. Also, it's been a tough week for yours truly. We're doing things a little bit different tonight. Rock and roll legend, two-time Hall of Famer inductee Jeff Beck passed away this week at age 78, battling meningitis. And personally, I am devastated. Now, growing up, I knew of Jeff Beck from the Yardbirds and his solo work. But, of course, corporate radio only played songs like Heartful Soul and For Your Love over and over and over again, and rarely played his solo stuff. And then Martin Scorsese released the movie Casino in 1995, and there's a scene where two guys are trying to rip off a casino. Then all of a sudden, I hear this guitar music, this guitar solo, or the intro of a song like you just heard, Ain't Superstitious. I'm like, what in the world is this? And the opening bars of that song, I was fixated on the song instead of what's going the action on the movie screen and the dialogue. I was like, wow. It's like that I did a little research, and that was Jeff Beck. And then over the years, I lost track of Jeff Beck. Again, listening to the corporate FM radio, you know, with the 200-song playlist of Pinball Wizard, Fool in the Rain, Love Her Madly by the Doors, Stairway to Heaven, Rambo Man by the Allman Brothers, you know, and I lost track of Jeff Beck. But then along comes the internet, and then along comes YouTube, and along comes satellite radio, and it's like being red pill for Jeff Beck. I was like, wow. And I couldn't believe just how good of a guitarist he was, and how, again, corporate radio just totally ignored him, because again, it's not he didn't have a hit. You know, so-called classic hit, but, you know, the music that he played and the other bands that I listen to and I play on this show, they made albums, not looking for hits. But anyways, thank God for the internet. And then two times that I listened to Jeff Beck that really was special was once last summer. I was upstate New York in Yonadasa, so also a special shout out to Little Billy Keebler and all the men and the alleged woman from the Yonadasis, New York Fire Department. Stay safe, one and all. So anyways, I was near Yonadasis, New York. I was on my father's boat, and he had Bluetooth, and he didn't know how to work it as usual. So I take his phone from Woodchuck Cellier and was able to hook up the Bluetooth from his phone to the boat's sound system. And he had good reception on his phone, so I was listening to Jeff Beck's album Truth, sitting with my father, drinking beer with my kids. Kids having a time of their life, not a care in the world, looking at some very lovely ladies, let's just say. beautiful summer day, and just all was right with the world. I just wish my mom was with us that day, but she was back at the house. Anyways, the other time that was really special for me for Jeff Beck was this week, the night he died. I was at a friend's house, and we were talking for whatever reason about Jeff Beck, and this little lady loved the song People Get Ready, and she played it on Alexa, and the song People Get Ready has been done time and time and time again by Chambers Brothers, by Curtis Mayfield, and it was really done by the Impressionists, which I think the song was co-written by Curtis Mayfield himself. So anyways, as the song's playing, I didn't like it because it's just too slow. It was like a love song. So then I said, Alexa, play I Ain't Superstitious by the Jeff Beck Group. And sure enough, here comes that guitar solo, and it just still gave me goosebumps. And this was the night that he passed away. I thought, wow. So anyways, and then when I was getting Red 42 ready, which is the show precursor to 75 Radio, I had to pick the bumpers, and I wanted good rock and roll, the stuff you did not hear on corporate terrestrial radio. And with Jim Lancia, Heartbreaker by the Rolling Stones was the obvious song. It talked about like crime in the 70s, and Jim Lancia was a cop in the 70s, and I looked like a cop in the 70s. So anyways, I played Beck's Bolero, which I was very, very happy. But since we changed hosting staff, I said, all right, we're going to change the bumpers, change everything, because even though this is this part of Liberty News Radio family, Jim's still part of the family. He comes on, co-hosts the show, and as a guest on the show, and you know, I said, all right, let's do things a little bit different. So anyways, moving right along, like I said before, folks, see these ladies and gentlemen that you idolized as a kid. And I haven't matured much because the bands I listened to as a kid, I still listen to today. And unfortunately, no one lives forever, and these legends are just mere mortals, unfortunately. Anyways, we lost Jimi Hendrix, Duane Allman, Terry Kath from Chicago, Eddie Van Halen, Leslie West, who I happen to see Eddie and Leslie play together in Long Island. They both passed. Stevie Ray Vaughan. We also lost Jim Morrison, Ray Manzer, Keith Moon, John Bonham, Barry Oakley, Greg Allman, Brian Jones, Charlie Watts, John Entwistle. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. So if you have the chance, go out and listen to or see these people before, you know, the Lord calls them home. And what's real funny is that, I only got a couple of seconds left. Chris Plant here in Washington, D.C. played more Jeff Beck than the corporate terrestrial classic rock stations. The garbage station here, WBIG, I turned on the radio, the DJ said, oh, Jeff Beck died, and then they played like Fool in the Rain or Pinball Wizard or one of those trucking or one of the songs you hear over and over and over again. But Jeff Beck, I mean, Chris Plant hosts a talk show on a talk radio station, and he played more Jeff Beck than these stations. So kudos on Chris Plant. But again, we're going to miss Jeff Beck. You know, I need to thank him for making the world a better place by giving his music. But anyways, we're coming to our first break. When we get back, we'll talk about Biden, the loneliest city in the world, and some other stuff. Hopefully, Walter will talk to Kia and come back on. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. Your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
And this is 75 Radio once again. Right now it's Scoop Stanton flying solo. We're having some trouble in from our Tennessee studios. Hopefully Walter did not take the stretch Kia off-road or hit an oak tree that's in his way. But anyways, that was Shapes of Thing by the Jeff Beck Group. Remake of Shapes of Thing by the Yardbirds featuring Jeff Beck. We lost Jeff Beck this week. And seems like nobody in the U.S. could give a hoot. We also lost Lisa Marie Presley at age 54. And it's like we lost a member of the first family. Now, granted, Elvis had a huge influence on this country, huge influence on music. Probably had a huge influence on Jeff Beck. But Lisa Marie, not so much. But anyways, moving right along, it's been... It's been a hell of a week here at DC, unless you just came back from Mars. Joe Biden has a classified document problem, just like former President Trump. It appears when Joe Biden was leaving the executive mansion back in 2009 as vice president, he took a whole bunch of classified documents. What are those documents about? Lots of it allegedly had to do with Ukraine, which is no surprise here. So he took them as vice president to his private residence in Delaware. Also to the Joe Biden Penn State think tank in the District of Columbia, which happened to be a recipient of a very large donation from the Chi-Coms, or Communist Chinese. So the commies gave Joe Biden's think tank a bunch of money, and Joe Biden decided to put classified documents in this facility, as well as the garage that houses Corvette in Delaware. But here's the thing. Joe Biden did not have the authority to declassify these documents. Only the president has the authority to declassify documents, number one. Secondly, I don't know if the place at the think tank in D.C. had Secret Service protection, and I don't even know if Joe Biden's house at the time had Secret Service protection, because again, he was the vice president. Now, personally, I really could give two hoots about the classified documents. Either way, for Trump or Biden, but here's the thing. The media and the Democrats, as Chris Plant says, I repeat myself, have been doing everything to cover for Joe Biden. They say, well, it's not the same thing. Well, they're absolutely right, because Joe Biden did not have the authority to declassify any documents, number one. Number two, Donald Trump had the authority. Number three, Donald Trump's residence, where the documents were stored, were protected 24/7 by the United States Secret Service. So you had the feds protecting the room where the documents were held. And for Joe Biden's think tank, there's no Secret Service protection.
his home in Delaware. I don't know if there's Secret Service protection. I highly doubt it, since Joe Biden hasn't been there. He's been in D.C. Also, allegedly, the same house where the Corvette and the documents were stored in the garage, the house was, the deed was written in Hunter Biden's name. So not even, we don't know if it's even his house, or if they're trying to do some scheme where they put the, Joe buys the house and puts the house in Hunter's name for residency requirements, or I don't know. But and then you have Hunter Biden himself. He should not have any access to any classified material himself, because Lord knows how deep he's involved. But of course, the media is saying nothing and they're doing nothing. But rumblings in D.C. is that some Democrats are looking to throw the president under the bus. But that's the media for you. We have this even major security, national security risk with these unsecured documents, people coming in his garage, people taking photos. God only knows what's on these photos. And they say, oh, nothing to see here. And then instead of having federal agents with battle-dressed uniforms and long guns raiding the Biden house, oh, the Biden's attorney is going to turn them over to the National Archives. And the attorney general is going to appoint a special prosecutor for Biden's cluster, if you will. But, you know, that's what we're dealing with. You got a guy... who just takes documents he has no right taken, has no right to classify them. We're not classified, and to cover his backside, or for, I don't know, maybe for his vice presidential library. Anyways, moving right along to President Biden once again. Last week, he took a trip to the southern border. He shook hands with a gentleman in uniform, and he talked about interacting with the Secret Service over in Europe. The problem was, this gentleman in uniform was not a member of the Secret Service, any law enforcement organization, or the military. This person was with the Salvation Army. So Joe Biden walks up to a guy and says, hey, I dealt with the Secret Service when I was over in Poland or Russia or wherever, Ukraine. And the gentleman from the Salvation Army just shook his head and smiled and was very polite. But of course, no major news organization, not even Fox News, pointed this out. Not even Sean Hannity pointed this out. Nobody pointed out that Joe Biden shuffled up to a gentleman in a Salvation Army uniform to talk about the Secret Service. I mean, other than the Uniform Secret Service Division, which has patches saying Uniform Secret Service, there's nothing that says that this guy was in law enforcement or the military, other than the big red S, which stands for Salvation Army. But again, the media is covering up for Joe Biden. If you remember, Donald Trump gave a speech at West Point where it rained, and the ramp going down from the stage to the ground level had no what we call non-skid or anything to protect people from slipping and falling. And Donald Trump's shoes didn't have any rubber soles. So he walked down this small ramp as carefully as can be so he does not fall on his backside, because if he fell on his backside, then people are going to be pointing out, oh, we need to invoke the 25th Amendment. Donald Trump can't stand up. He's falling down everywhere, this, that, and the other thing. So Donald Trump took the lesser of two evils. He could have walked like a talk show host or a game show host, walking, run up on stage or running off a stage and slipping and falling. But he decided to take little baby steps and not fall on his rump. But again, folks, this is the media that we have to deal with. They're going to cover up for Joe Biden. And go after people they don't like. On the political cesspool, James Edwards' last guest was phenomenal. She talked about being targeted because of her views. But guess what? They go after James. They go after me. They go after Sam. They go after Eddie. Bring it on. I have nothing to lose because I just don't have much to begin with. But But again, once you know, the same media that will cover up for Joe Biden and hang Trump out to dry, who's been out of office for almost 2 years, has no viewers. So why should we care what CNN, MSNBC, these other leftist, pinko, America-hating commie outlets think? Because they don't report the news anymore. They just report propaganda. And I hate to say it, but it's even worse in Europe. Worse. So, but it took a foreign news outlet to bring it to my attention that Joe Biden likes to talk about Secret Service actions or Secret Service missions with members of the Salvation Army. I mean, it's great he's talking to ordinary people, but the poor. I don't know if the guy is with the Salvation Army of Mexico or Salvation Army in the United States, but the gentleman from the Salvation Army was very pleasant and looked very confused. He should have offered Joe Biden a bowl of soup. But, yeah, so anyways, that's why, again, folks, you know, before next break, that's why it's very important you need to listen to this network. You need to call other outlets and say, hey, you need to carry Liberty News Radio. We tell the truth. We don't have to do any corrections, retractions. We don't walk out anything back because we verify. And unfortunately, a lot of other outlets, they do not want to carry Liberty News Radio because we're out there, we tell the truth, and that's it. They don't want, because they want to control everything. But anyways, we come back, we'll talk about the loneliest city in the United States. Also, how great the immigrants are treating America.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Varmash. The White House says additional documents with classified markings were found in President Biden's Delaware home this week. A White House lawyer said all of the pages were turned over to the Justice Department. New York Times reporter Charles Savage, who's been following the story, wonders if the Biden administration has been transparent.
That fits this larger critique that the White House has been reticent to put out everything they know about this. They kept sat on it for almost 3 months, and then only when there was a leak did they acknowledge it on Monday.
Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel earlier in the week to review classified materials previously found in Biden's home and an office he used in Washington. Governor Gavin Newsom is seeking urgent assistance from Washington as they've been getting inundated with severe flooding.
The federal help is needed because of the atmospheric rivers that have been pounding California.
A few years ago, no one had heard an atmospheric river. There was just some scientists down at Scripps saying, hey, you should pay attention to this thing that we've coined called atmospheric rivers.
That's Governor Newsom. FEMA leaders said on Friday the agency will review the request as quickly as possible to help the president make that determination. California's been getting slammed with floods, mudslides, and power outages. The storms have killed over 18 people. I'm Dave Collins.
Oregon Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici is recovering after being struck by a car Friday night while walking with her husband near their home. She suffered a concussion and a cut to her head, her spokesperson said. She was elected to the House in 2012. The Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration are looking into concerns that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older. The CDC notes, however, that the data suggests it's, quote, very unlikely that there's a true clinical risk. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
And we are back, 75 Radio with Scoop Stan and Mr. Walter Yerkew, who was able to find a space with some cell phone reception in the Stretch Kia. Well, how are we doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. Sorry for the late check-in.
Not a problem. We're glad you're here. Anyways, talked about Lisa Marie Presley. She passed away, and he just brought up the fact Robbie Knievel passed away at 60 with battle with cancer. Robbie followed his father's footsteps and jumping stuff on his motorcycle. And unlike his father, he was much, much more successful. Anyways, Walter, first thing I talked about was the passing of Jeff Beck, who was had dealt with a case of meningitis. You got any thoughts about Jeff Beck? Did you listen to him? Were you a fan? Not a fan?
The guy was a, you know, a breakthrough guitarist, you know, in his own way. That's what he's famous for. He's famous for songwriting. He's written some of the best songs that will you know, live in eternity. We just don't get people like him anymore. You know, a few years ago, we lost Eddie Van Halen, another great guitarist. And you know, they come and we listen to them. And then when they go, we don't realize what we had when they were here. So we won't get any fresh music from Jeff Beck anymore. But his music that he's done will always be fresh.
Right. And I was, like I was telling at the start of the show, I was listening to his music that was made over half a century ago this week. And I didn't even know this is before I found out he passed away. So he released Truth came out in 1967, 68, 55 years ago. And you got guys like me still listening to his music. Anyways, somebody else who's been around for 50-something years, Joe Biden. Well, what's your take on the Joe Biden file gate? Is it not as serious? Is it worse than Trump's file situation? Is there a media cover up?
Well, you know, I can't say it's, you know, worse or better or worse than you know, Mar-a-Lago, but you know, the Corvette garage is a lot less than the safes and the safe room that Donald Trump had his documents in. The documents, you know, why are they in the garage? You know, next to his, you know, his classic Corvette. Why are they in the garage? Cover up? I don't know if it's so much of a cover up more than a play down on how minuscule this event is being perceived to be. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. I don't know why, you know, presidents are taking, you know, homework home with them, you know, office work home with them. So Donald Trump, you know, needed to keep his act clean. Why did he need those documents? They private documents. Same thing with Joe Biden. What kind of documents were they? You know, ain't nobody, you know, bringing an envelope to my house and showing me what was in those documents. So, you know, who knows what it is? You know, I got documents. I got them in my top dresser drawer. If anybody wants to come over, you know, get a search warrant, come over and come and get them. See what I got. You know, if they're classified documents, they shouldn't be outside of the White House or the Pentagon or any other secure place. How did they get there? You know, did he bring them home, you know, in his, you know, Adam 12 lunchbox? Just don't get it. Why they're there in the first place. And like I said, in the second place, they're playing it down. You know, like, oh, it ain't no big deal. It ain't no big deal. In the meantime, Mar-a-Lago, you know, they're looking to put Trump in the electric chair for Mar-a-Lago.
But Joe, here's the difference. A sitting president, whether it be Trump, Obama, Clinton, or this idiot, they can declassify any document that they want, from classified, top secret, to unclassified. Biden, at the time he was vice president, did not have that authority, did not have that privilege. So, but you're right. You're absolutely right. They're playing it down, and the media is just covering it up. But anyways, I want to move on to something that's near and dear to my heart, the loneliest city in America. Well, the U.S. Census Bureau has determined America's loneliest city is none other than Washington, D.C. Now, the Census Bureau determined the loneliest city based on the number of single people who reside in a household. It's not if you're married, single, or divorced. It's how many single people live in a house, be it a house, apartments, a tent, a cardboard box, a car in the street, or something like that. And the third loneliest city is Alexandria, Virginia, which is right across the Potomac River from the district. And me, as somebody who lives in this area, I am not surprised whatsoever. Now, as a newly single gentleman, I have attempted to find a new mate in the District of Columbia. But when I do, Michael Savage's famous saying keeps popping my head: racist liberalism is a mental disorder. And I spent my hard earned money on dating apps and see these beautiful, educated, well-traveled, put together women. But on the profiles, they specifically state no MAGA, no Trumpers, no conservatives, no Republicans, nothing. And these same idiots support Black Lives Matter, the Rainbow People, Dr. Fauci, then the pronoun nature of them, us, his, her, it. And these people that support, you know, Black Lives Matter, they live nowhere near black people. And unfortunately, here in D.C., where the guy-girl ratio is almost like a military base, these ladies are actually flooded with responses from men. Now, men such as myself, not so much. But these same women want the perfect man. They want somebody that's got money, somebody that's got some power, some juice, somebody that's well-educated, physically fit, well-established, you know, everything I'm not. So, anyways, for a guy like me, it's very, very hard to find somebody that's, you know, compatible for me. For whatever reason, my profile on multiple dating apps have women who look like guests on the Morbid Povich show, or cat ladies. I'm talking about these big fat slobs that look like they have a bunch of cats at home and spend Saturday nights with Ben and Jerry in a container. And, of course, the political police are 90-95% liberal. And unless they are absolutely phenomenal, I will just reject them, because I don't want to meet somebody and then I tell them I'm conservative, I'm pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, and libertarian, because I'm not going to be a fake phony fraud in a town that's full of fake phony frauds. So anyways, there's a reason why DC has a lot of single people, because the people here are just absolutely nuts. But one thing I did learn from a Mustang, not a horse or a car, but a commissioned officer in the Navy that was once an enlistee, that if a girl does not meet your standards, lower your standards. Well, what do you think about the situation here in the district for yours truly and all the crazy libtards that run around this town?
Well, this is what you ought to do. Check out chicks that are in prison. you know where they are all the time. You know they give you a phone. You send them some money, they'll give you a good phone. Check out prison chicks.
But But I know.
But like I said, you know where they are. And, you know, you don't have to worry about them, you know, knocking on your door. You know, you get somebody doing, you know, life and, or a bunch of them. I mean, there's prisons all over the country filled with women, lonely women. You know, hey, who knows? Maybe one day you'd be visiting Hillary.
Well, why would I do that? I mean, granted, she might be very desperate. I am desperate, but why would I want to visit her? I mean, she might be afraid I talk, and then, you know, I'll end up a victim of Arkansas suicide at Fort Marcy Park.
I don't know. The websites and stuff, I don't know anything about them. You know, you can't go to a bar and meet people anymore because the minute you walk out the door, the police are there wondering if you're drunk or you drank too much or you got your keys, you know, in your pocket and you need your car.
Right. But we'll save it for another show. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about the what wonderful people coming across our shores, living in our city. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com. Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to LovingLiberty.net.
Walk me out in the morning dew.
And we are back. That was Beck, Bogart, and a Peace supergroup from 1973 in California performing Morning Dew. That group was consisted of Jeff Beck, who we lost this week. Also, Tim Bogart, who we lost a couple months ago, and Carmen, a Peace. Bogart and a Peace played in Vanilla Fudge. But that was, folks, if you go on our website, 75radio.org, you will see one of Jeff Beck's greatest performances ever. He just destroyed the song. And granted, Tim Bogart and Carmen Appice are no slouches themselves. I mean, they were Vanilla Fudge and there were a bunch of other groups and just killed it. But anyways, we lost Jeff Beck this week, which is just absolutely devastating. You know, 49 years ago, he played in California, and, you know, I still watch that clip today. Anyways, one of our last sponsors talked about a podcast featuring immigrants. Walt, you're third generation American. I'm third generation. Jim Lance is second generation. Sean Bergen, I think, is also second generation. You know, we have family that came here recently, that, you know, off the Mayflower. But we got this border crisis, and the border crisis came to our backyard because the governors of Texas and Arizona are sick and tired of thousands of people coming into this country that shouldn't be here, bring absolutely nothing to the table, and instead of looking to work, they're looking to just sit on their ass and get free stuff, just like 47% of Americans. So years ago, our families came over here when my great-great-great-grandfather came to Ellis Island. Instead of getting a welfare check, he got a draft notice and fought in the Civil War. So anyways, these people are coming here, and they're not doing anything. They're not being productive. They bring no skills. They can't read or write Spanish, and these are Spanish-speaking people. Anyways, the great New York Post once again broke a story. Since the governor of Texas is sending people up to the city of New York, where they say no immigrant is illegal, it's a sanctuary city, they got nowhere to put these people. So the city is spending about $1 million to $1,300,000 per day putting these people in hotels. And that's right, $1 million a day to house these people in hotels because the city does not have enough shelter for these people. And these people are being fed their American food. They're being donated. And these people, they don't like the American food for their reason. So they're taking pre-made food, pre-cooked food, packaged food, and throwing it right in the garbage. And so the staff of these hotels are giving themselves hernia and ruptured discs, throwing out perfectly good food. So what they want is their native cuisine, rice and beans and chicken and whatever else they came, ate down there. And they're bringing hot plates in these hotel rooms. And these hot plates, they have to put on the floor because if they cook these hot plates on a desk or another surface, you're going to set off the fire alarm. And during the World Cup, these rooms are just absolutely littered with beer bottles. So these people are turning America into a flop house, doing absolutely nothing instead of out there hustling. And if you go to the New York Post website, just type in immigrant ruining hotels, and you'll see what's going on. These hotels are filled, and they're absolutely filthy dirty. And New York already has a rat problem, and it's absolutely disgusting. And, of course, Biden is making excuses as usual, and the media is not holding his feet to the fire. And we're coming to the third world nation. I mean, we don't have a board anymore, and we got to pay for this garbage. What say you on the situation of these noble immigrants coming to our former home and just turning into a flop house?
Listen, this goes back, you know, many, many, many years, and nothing has improved because pretty much the bureaucracy just wants the problem to be ignored. They know it's not going to go away. When Biden went to Mexico last week, did he stop at the border on our side, or did he just go to Mexico and look from the outside in? Kamala Chameleon hadn't been to the border in 2 years. She's been the border czar. So what they're doing is just throwing money at it, just to keep it running. You know, I like the idea. I don't know why Mr. Abbott hasn't been sending immigrants from South Texas back up to Washington and New York and, you know, Connecticut and stuff. You know, why did that stop? Because of winter? You know, I don't know. But as far as hotels and throwing away the food, you know, it's just, this is what Washington asked for. This is what the left has asked for. You know, Mr. Trump was all about stopping it and you know, putting his foot down at the border and just having them come in at points of entry and do the right thing, you know, come in the right way. You know, it was very, very difficult for our ancestors that came over, you know, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, you know, but they came in through Ellis Island. Did they have some place to stay? No, not really. All they had was the islands over there, Ellis Island, Liberty Island. That's all they had there. And the government put up buildings for that purpose and a hospital, too. In this case, you know, they're not doing that anymore. What they're doing is just warehousing them is what they're doing. These people have nowhere to go once. And if they're released, you know, or if they get out of the hotel room, they have nowhere to go. You know, I remember my grandfather telling me, you know, the stories of, you know, there was family already here and some family was, you know, on the boats and they got together and they crowded into, you know, rooms, but they went out and got jobs, you know, whether it was street sweepers, dual workers, butchers, seamstresses, you know, dressmakers, you know, our families went out and got jobs. They're not giving them jobs. They're just housing them and giving them money. So, you know, it's like a prison. So what they should do is, you know, clean out the tombs in Lower Manhattan. I'm sure there's different types of facilities like that all over the country, all these places that have ghosts in them that they say have ghosts in them. Clean them out, sweep them out, have these people do it, and they can live there in those old asylums, you know, bring in beds and stuff. But with the way they're housing them now, it's just ridiculous. You know, hotel rooms are not. They're still the neighborhoods are still being ruined. Property values are going down. The economy is in the toilet, and it's not helping. It's not helping anybody. Just housing them.
Right.
What my father used to say is, you know, if you care so much, take them home. and it's true. But now they don't care. Now they're just housing them. They're not saying they care anymore. They just want them someplace where, you know, not to, you know, like, you know, the old saying that your mom or your dad would say, children are to be seen and not heard. Just change children to immigrants.
Right.
You know.
Well, they're not even immigrants, because immigrants, when they go from country A to country B, they have paperwork, they have something that says, you know, that says, hey, I'm an immigrant and I want to come into this country and be productive. And, you know, when I was stationed overseas, I had a stop in England, layover. And they said, what's your purpose? Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm trying to get to Spain. So they stamped my passport. Can't be on the public dole, but we don't see it anymore. It's like, you know, we have these people, as they're coming in, they're dropping all the visas from Mexico because they're coming from south of the border into southern Mexico. They drop all the stuff there, and they come here, they have nothing. But, you know, it's just, you get more of what you vote for. I mean, but see, here's the thing. America voted for a secure border, but, you know, the Democrats do what they do best and just steal the election. And, you know, that's the difference between this network and other networks, because we'll say, hey, 2020 was stolen. Real quick, in our nation's capital, we had, in a matter of a week, we had a 13-year-old boy at 4 o'clock in the morning be shot by a homeowner in Northwest D.C., and the residents were about to tear D.C. apart, but then they found out the guy that shot the boy was also black. And also, two youngsters getting off a Metro bus from school, they were caught in the crossfire because some other idiot decided to open fire at people he was beefing with. So these two kids coming off a bus, going home, going about their business, they were shot because some idiot with the firearm got mad. And of course, nobody says anything. But God forbid, a white cop grabs Tyrone with a record longer than my arm, and Tyrone don't want to go to jail, and it goes bad. But anyways, any closing thoughts or remarks? Last couple seconds here on 75 Radio.
Well, that just about wraps it up. I missed half of it, but glad I got to put my 2 cents in.
Yep. Anyways, there's the music for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stan. Remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, everybody.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.